Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. When he was in town to lead the Philadelphia Orchestra, I sat down with conductor, composer, and pianist Bramwell Tovey, who is now music director of the Vancouver Symphony. Among the many topics we discussed was his strong commitment to music education. The Vancouver Symphony has now a music school, and you're the artistic advisor, is that correct?
That is correct. We opened it in 2011 with 12 pupils, and now at the present time, it's Christmas 2014, we have over 1,600 pupils, and we're nearly at capacity. And it's been an extraordinary journey. The space became available, and we arranged for sponsorships and help from City Hall in Vancouver to build this school. And it's been wonderful to be able to provide an opportunity, a faculty for our musicians to teach in. It's got a beautiful recital hall, a small concert hall. It's just an extraordinary facility. I'm very proud of it. And I think education, that's what we do at the Orpheum, but we also go into schools like all orchestras. We do a lot in the community, just like the Philly Orchestra does as well. I've been doing stuff in the community while I've been here. And I think it's, you know, it's an important part of what we do. Of course, we have to make sure that our infrastructure works to support these extraordinary musicians who serve in our orchestras and who play so brilliantly. But at the same time, I think we have to realize that there is a social responsibility. And I think all of us involved in orchestras like Philly, like Vancouver, feel that actually when you donate to an orchestra, as with a quality radio station, same thing. It's social investment. You're investing in the quality of life in your community. And I think we as artists have obligations to help and support the wider social work that's going on in our community. I think it just makes life better for everybody.
Is there a way to describe why music is so important for you to expose to children?
You know, music is the only language that everybody understands. Our communities now are so diverse and rich, but we don't all speak fluently the same language with each other. There are maybe 30, 40 different languages that are native in every modern city in North America, but everybody understands music. And so I think by showing children that music has this extraordinary capability to, as Shakespeare proved in his plays, music takes over where words cease to function. Schopenhauer said that, great fancy German philosopher who influenced Wagner. And because of that, I think music is the one language where, when we went with the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra to China, of course, many of the audience spoke English, but not everybody. And when we played to a room full of children, we were playing music that the children were able to grasp and understand, even though I couldn't speak to them directly. And it was a very moving experience. I think everyone who's been on tour and seen that happen knows that music is the unifying factor in our society. And that's why I think orchestras in particular, which are on every movie soundtrack, on every TV soundtrack, often in the ads that we watch between the programs, orchestras and orchestral music and orchestral instruments are everywhere. So for me, orchestras are living proof that actually with this language of music, you can forge these wonderful warm communities, because at the end of the day, orchestras are communities in themselves as well.
There's so much talk about the future of classical music, concern, ideas. Do you have thoughts about what we should be doing to ensure the future of the art form?
Whenever I see the headline, classical music's in trouble, dying art form, you know, whatever it happens to be, I just think it's absolute rubbish. And I've been 40 years a professional conductor this year. To me, the art form has never been healthier than it is right now. Sure, there are financial problems. There are financial problems in the business world too, but they're not terminal in the classical music world. Yes, there have been orchestras perhaps that have gone under, but then you look at the health of something like, for example, the Los Angeles Philharmonic or the Boston Symphony, and here in Philadelphia, where there's so much support for the orchestra. I believe that usually as artists, we talk in the wrong way. We talk about granting and funding, and to me, that's the wrong vocabulary. What we need to encourage is investment in orchestras. Our orchestras are not underfunded. They're undercapitalized, and that's a very different mindset, because if we're undercapitalized, then how do we get our organizations better funded? And the answer is that we have to be able to articulate and justify our position in society. It's no good going to somebody, as people did 50, 100 years ago, and saying symphony orchestras or ballet or opera or whatever it is a form of excellence, you should fund it. We have to say more than that. And then I think by articulating what we're about, if you like, by articulating our mission statement, but not in management consultees, but by articulating it as performers, I think it makes it a lot easier. So what I prefer to do in situations like that is to actually sit down with funders myself and not so much talk to them about cash amounts, but really just to talk about what happens when a child comes to the symphony. What happens when the orchestra plays a Mozart symphony? And there's a story of something that happened in Vancouver, which is one of the most moving things I ever experienced in this regard. We did a concert of music of Beethoven, who always speaks directly to kids, like a rock star. Beethoven's a rock star of classical composers. And afterwards, a teacher had asked her class to write down what it was that they had enjoyed about the day or what their feelings were. And she sent us this letter, and it just had three things written on it. But she told us that the young boy who wrote this, who was 7 or 8 years old, had been through the most traumatic time. He'd been in foster care, he'd been abused, his parents were in prison, there were drugs involved, it was all very rough and difficult. And this little boy had written about visiting the Vancouver Symphony, the Orpheum in Vancouver. He said, First thing, it was the most beautiful building I'd ever seen. The second thing he wrote was, it was the most wonderful music I have ever heard. And the third thing he wrote was, it was the greatest day of my life. And when a child like that can articulate, then for goodness sake, we as artists can find a way to express what it is and why people should invest in what we do. We're not in trouble. We're actually having the time of our life. We just have to make sure that we continue to articulate why.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.